Good morning to you. Remember, we promised a conversation with Eskom's spokesperson. That's Stephanie Mokoena. Stephanie, hey, good morning to you. So Eskom made the big announcement to prepaid electricity meter users not so long ago, basically urging them to upgrade. Why is it so important and why is it necessary at this time?
So it is very important, Etienne. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners. So the update is very important because what it means is that on the 24th of November, it's like the deadline for your meter to be accepting the current credit tokens. So, or any credit token. So beyond Sunday, the 24th, so that is from actually after a 8:15 in the evening, your meter will not be accepting any credit token. So once your meter runs out of all the units that you have, say if you have units that could last you up until say Friday the 22nd. I'm not sure what Friday the date is. But say, for an example, you've got tokens that can run you, say, beyond the 24th. So once that credit on your meter runs out or gets depleted, what is going to happen is that when you try to recharge your meter, that your meter will not accept your credit token. So it means that you will be left in the dark, because your meter will not recognize the credit token that you'd have. And that's the one thing that we are, you know, that's the one of the things that the customer will experience. But the second thing that we are saying is that once the meter has expired as well, what would happen is if you haven't updated, that meter will not also work beyond the 24th of November 2024. By meter not working, I mean that meter then will need to be replaced if you do not have or if you haven't updated your meter. And for us to replace your meter, it may cost the customer up until 12,000 rands. So those are actually the consequences of not updating your meter. But hence, we are urging customers that they must come out and update their meters. But also, JT, what we are also emphasizing, that customers must not necessarily visit our offices.
Yeah.
Because, JT, are still there? Yes.
Yes.
Customers must not start by visiting our offices, because the process starts with you having to go and buy an electricity token. So once you have, because Eskom has prepared generated for all its meters, the 6.9 meters, we have generated the tokens for you to be able to update your meter. So, but that process is kickstarted by you having to go and buy a credit token. Once you buy a credit token, on the slip or the invoice that you'll get, there will be those additional two tokens that are tokens that will enable you to update your meter.
Okay.
So once you get home with that slip and the three, try and update your meter by punching in those numbers in that sequence, starting with the top one and then followed by the second one. The last one will be your credit token. And if your meter accepts all of those, then you'll know that your meter is updated. But in case you are doubtful as well whether this meter has indeed been updated, there's also a way of checking.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you a last question, and I would appreciate it if it could be like, probably makes like 30 seconds. Now, what happens to a person who, say, for instance, they bought units for the entire month? Are they going to forfeit those units, or are they going to be carried over to the new system?
So those that have bought for the entire month, what it means is that you're not going to forfeit those the credit that you have, but you still need to update your meter. Go and buy maybe for a few Nyana rands so that you can be able, remember, to get there those two tokens that I spoke about that you will use to upload on your meter so that your meter can update. Because once that token that you have or those units that you have, once they get depleted, say they get depleted end of the month as you have said, né? But once they get depleted, you won't be able to recharge that meter if it was not recharged by, updated by the 24th of November.
Okay, perfect. Because I think a lot of people were worried about whether they're going to forfeit
units or not.
Okay.
They won't lose their units, but they still need to update. And updating starts by you going and buying from an authorized vendor. Because if you go and buy from an illegal vendor, they won't give you those two tokens. So they must just make sure they buy from authorized vendor. And hence for now, we are then saying, if you don't know who is authorized, you better go to your Boxers, your ShopRite, your Pick and Pay, your filling station.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're out of time. That's Eskom spokesperson, Sis Stephanie Mokwena. Sis Stephanie, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay. Thank you, man. All right. Bye.
It is a brand new day. That's Lebo on Rise FM. Good morning.